We're so sorry it's taken so long to get to you.
Tell us why.
Because Jesse is so bad at editing. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
So I definitely just had espresso.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude, that's what I just downed drinking.
Oh gosh. All right, get ready.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, because I just got back from the gym and running errands, and I was like, if I'm going to have energy, I better down this.
Yep.
Self-made Americano, but not really, because it was like cold brew concentrate I had.
Okay.
So I just added water to it. And
is cold brew an espresso?
No. But I had.
Why did you say you had an espresso?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know that, did you used to say espresso too?
No.
I definitely
never
said
did that. It's really bad.
I've never even had an espresso, so I didn't even know what they were, but I would always call them espressos. But I like my coffee
large.
Well,
thank you for admitting that.
I'm like, I don't want to just drink a dinky shot. Like, I want coffee to enjoy it and savor it, you know?
Espresso for me is like 3 p.m. I don't want to commit to a full cup of coffee, but I need a little pick-me-up. You just gotta down that sucker.
In walks in Ningxia Red, you know?
That's why what was that? What was that?
Ningxia, girl! I'll open that world up to you in a little bit.
Oh, is that an oils thing?
It's the red drink.
Oh
that I
my
have.
Gosh! Yes, I have so many questions.
Yes.
Next episode.
We'll talk about it.
What?
But yes. So you got your. What did you do today? Car wash.
Well, listen. Some mornings I wake up and I am just like, I need to clean everything, from the ceiling to the baseboards. It all needs to be cleaned.
Interesting. How do you clean your ceilings?
That was more of a expression, I would say, than what I actually do. So I just deep cleaned the hell out of our little home. And I had a few more pieces to, like, hang and decorate with. And I just got my essential oils package from Miss Danielle. And so I was cleaning with the thieves. I was like...
Did you get the bottle?
Yeah,
do you like it?
Yeah, it's great.
Cute.
Good thing I read the directions.
Oh gosh.
I almost poured the whole bottle.
Jessica, it is concentrate.
I know. It was, normally don't read directions. I'm like, I don't have time to read this. But I was like, meh, I'll take a glance at it. And it's a good thing I did.
That stresses me out.
It's like a capful.
Yes. Literally all you need.
Oh my god, so funny. So I was really excited to clean with that, and I just wanted the feeling of, like, complete purifying. So I've been diffusing oils, I clean with them, I reorganize because I'm addicted to doing that, I redecorated, I have to redecorate at least every other week.
Oh my gosh.
It just felt so good, and I was getting my to-do list done, I went to the gym.
Yes.
Got my car washed. Feels great.
I need to do that.
Get your
car
washed.
Did you do the outside or just, like, inside, too?
Oh, honey, we did it all.
I need to do that. My
inside, outside.
Dirty. It's, it's clean. I don't have anything in my car, but it's just, like, the floorboards are dirty and, like.
You got a vacuum.
Yeah.
Yep. I need to do that. And I got the new car smell thing. You know how you, like, go to a place and they're like, what scent do you want?
Oh, yes.
I was like, give me that new car smell, honey.
Yeah. Ooh, be careful for those hormone disruptors, though.
Okay, obviously, I knew you were going to say that, but 80-10 or 80-20. I'm stupid. 80-20 rule, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever. Anyway, so that was my day, and then I have... The guest room is a mess, and so that is my goal after this beautiful podcast is to organize and clean, and I'm gonna deep clean the floors. I'm just really excited.
Wow,
I this was kind of like spring cleaning, but late. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting to it. As a true nine, I procrastinated.
Classic.
Spring cleaning turned to summer cleaning.
In June. It's all right. It's not August, so
hey, I think there's grace, you know? Thank yeah. you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
How was your day, honey bunny?
It was okay. I'm getting over a sore throat. So I have been hardcore resting and literally haven't done anything except sleep. And take my dog out and knit. And I read a little bit. Knitting is so, side note, so hard.
Yeah, I don't like, know why I you're cannot, doing that, to be honest.
I'm just trying to stretch myself and learn something new. Aww. I cannot talk to anybody while I'm knitting or I screw it up immediately. That's which so has funny. Been, so I just turn on a show. Normally it's like a cooking show or something I've already seen. I just like listen in the background. And I have to concentrate. If I don't concentrate, I will screw it up at this point in my life. That so it's so very funny. Stretching. I was doing that, and I watched a movie. And just haven't really been talking. Just kind of kept it super chill today, which my body needed.
Yeah.
But I don't have strep, so holla.
Yay! No antibiotics for you.
Amen.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yep.
So, here's the thing. Social media.
Dun, dun, dun.
What do you think about it?
let's talk about this. Can we open this can of worms?
Let's do it. Welcome to episode 6.
We are going to talk about keeping your relationship with the digital world and technology in a healthy balance.
And just right out the gate, I, for one, am not perfect at any of these tips, any of these topics. Perfection is overrated. And if you have a day where you are on social media too much, do not feel like you have to, like, throw your phone away.
Yeah.
And then just miss it the entire next day. Just be like, all right, I'm going to do better. Just like with all things in life. Don't wait for that Monday mentality. Just do better the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had, we went to Malibu yesterday, and we went to Malibu Seafood, which is honestly the best, like, the best food in the entire world.
I miss Malibu.
I got that. Dude, Malibu is where it's at. I had a huge fillet of salmon. Ooh, girl, you know there was butter on that.
Yes.
Your girl got bloated. I had some fries.
Did I tell you? Never mind. I'll tell you after.
Okay. It was just so, so yummy.
Yeah.
After a beach day, like, just sitting down having fish.
Yeah.
Ugh, and fries. I love fries.
That's
but
dreamy.
Instead of waking up today, oh, crap, today is Monday. That's a terrible analogy. I was going to say, wait, Monday don't blues. Wait till Monday. Today is Monday. Okay, anyways. It's like, it's the idea of, oh, I'm going to eat like crap all weekend because I already started off eating like crap and whatever. I'll do whatever and then I'll just do better on Monday. But instead, I was like, I loved that meal. I do not regret that meal. It was delicious. And then today, woke up and went back to my healthy eating, went to the gym. And that's, I feel like, the same mindset we need to take with all things that can be quote unquote unhealthy. Not that any of that was unhealthy, but just this stigma of like, who cares? Like, if you had a bad day, do better the next day. Like, it's 24 hours. Like, do your best the next one.
Or if you had a good day,
keep
a good day
up,
the next
honey.
Day.
You keep having that good day.
No, it's funny when you were like a beach day and then seafood. It's like that's, I don't know, a Cali day, but in Texas, where it's barbecue city, it's like Joe and I went to the lake and we went paddleboarding all day, and then we had a barbecue after.
Oh, like,
there's no seafood after. But that it was his birthday. I had this idea of, like, I was going to take him to, like, this specific place. And
yeah,
I just wanted to control his birthday weekend celebrations. And I'm like, babe, where would you like to go? And he's like, barbecue sounds so good. I was like, okay. But we went to a super... barbecue. No, this was, like, a high... This was a very... It wasn't, like, Dickie's barbecue. It was high class.
Like, okay. I just don't like barbecue. Yeah,
it was good.
Go ahead.
But then when you were talking about being bloated, a couple weeks ago, I was at mom and dad's house, and we had, like, veggies, meat, and rice.
Mm-hmm.
I got so bloated after eating that rice. Marshall looks at me, and he was like, are you pregnant?
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
I was like, what the heck? I don't ever, mine doesn't hurt when I get bloated. So I, like, don't, I don't even think about it. I'm like, oh, whatever, it'll go down in a couple hours. Not a big deal.
I used to, at the end of the day, before I knew I had all these allergies, I would, like, look at my stomach and be like, meh, she'll go down in the morning.
Literally.
And I would wake up and it'd be gone. I was like, yes. I have a superpower. I can eat all these things and it disappears.
I need to get those sprouted rice. I need to see if my body will be able to digest that better.
Yeah. Oh, look at us talking about food.
Better. Yeah.
We can't talk about food on this episode. Okay, so social media. Okay.
Yes.
So I did a post probably like three weeks ago, about social media and the likes and the ridiculousness of trying to have a pleasing feed, whatever that means. And I would get so stressed out thinking about what to post, how it will look. Will it look crazy if I post it next to this photo? These thoughts that when you think about it, it's like, that is the most ridiculous, silly thought in the entire world. But don't even say that you don't think it. Everyone
does. Or you haven't.
Or you haven't. And I just got to this point of like, I don't give an F about... It was almost like I was so exhausted by the thought of it. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I quit.
Yeah.
And I wrote this post, and I was reading some articles about Instagram in Canada. So only Canadian users got, like, this prototype of Instagram taking away the likes that you see on photos.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that, like, it was almost this weight lifted of, like, if you could not see the likes and if the likes did not matter, what an incredible feeling of just being like, oh, that, who cares?
Yeah.
And then I thought further and I was like, well, why do I care now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not I just pretend like I am not even, like, the likes don't even matter and just post what I want to post?
Yeah.
And so I wrote...
It's almost like Instagram went from being an online photo gallery to, like, this...
business.
Not one upmanship, but yeah, super toxic.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, I've had amazing things come from Instagram and companies, and like, it's...
You really have.
It's, yeah, I'm like so completely grateful, and I love the app, and I'm not about to give it up because I make money through it, I get opportunities from it, like,
mm-hmm.
I think it can be a really great thing, and that's what we want to just talk about, of like how to live with it instead of like living for it.
Yeah.
And so when I made that post and kind of declared independence from Instagram, I got so many messages and comments and like, this is what I needed to see. This is what I wanted. And since then, Instagram has been such a different app to me of like, if I want to post something, I'm going to post it. I was tired of posting on my face. I was like, I'm tired of seeing my face just on every photo. This is ridiculous. And it's not, I'm more passionate about other things. Like, I want to post about my plants. I want to post about interior things. I want to post about smoothies and foods. I want to post about this or that. And just to not care about the likes that it'll get. Because easily, if my face isn't on it, it drops hundreds of likes.
Isn't that so annoying?
It's ridiculous. So I was like,
way to support, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
way,
I was like,
to support.
I was like, I don't even care anymore. And people were saying that they liked my Instagram more. They're like, this is just, I love what you're doing with it. And it's funny how, like, that's a compliment, being like, oh my God, I love your feed. It's so stupid. stupid, but it's for real. And
yeah,
I don't know. I think, like, yes, there are days when you look at, like, other influencers, other women, other girls, whatever, and you're like, oh, wow, thousands of likes, thousands yeah. of followers. And you can feel small. And I went to an event one time, and I was one of the only people with less than 10K followers. Really? And it was wild how I felt like one of the smaller people. Mm. Like, it impacted me emotionally to being like, oh my gosh, why am I here? I only have like 3,000 whatever followers. Mm. I don't even have 10K. I can't even do the swipe up option. Like, what is this? Like, this is, I shouldn't mm-hmm. be here. I shouldn't be here. And that's crazy how as a society, when you look at people's like, how many followers or how many likes does she get? Mm-hmm. And I think that we have to get to this point of like, who cares? Because social media isn't going anywhere. And if we can't get a handle on it now and get emotionally stable now, it's just going to get harder and harder.
Right.
And so I guess something that's made a really, really huge difference in my life is like, stop, like, don't even look at the likes.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my notifications shut off for like a year now. But mm-hmm. if your notifications are on, shut them off.
Yeah.
Like, it changes the game nice. When it's just not, like, constantly getting validation
mm-hmm.
and constantly worrying about it. And, oh, crap, I was going to say something else. Frick. Oh, my gosh.
Awkward.
Oh, my gosh. Nope, she's gone. That was
gone.
That's so sad. It was, like, really, I was like, oh, Jesse remembered this, too. And then it just started slowly drifting
was
away.
Was it about influencers or it, likes?
Yeah,
or
it had
pictures.
Something to do with that. Oh, Danielle, good job.
I'm so
I
good
stopped,
at that.
You're really good at that. I stopped, like, editing my photos, like, putting filters on them.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, changed the, like, contrast and brightness and whatever. And, I mean, obviously the occasional black and white. I'm
hello.
Gotta do that. But it was just, like, this chill thing of, like, just lifting the weight and pressure off of the app.
Yeah.
And it feels amazing.
It's really good.
Yeah, dude.
I like that. There's a book that I read a couple months ago called Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. And I highly suggest it to anyone and everyone. And some of the stuff that we'll talk about is in his book as well. But it was really cool seeing... Just reading from his perspective, it was really eye-opening on where the where like digital and technology and all just all those things started, where they came from, and how they have transformed in the past several years and like even the past decade. And he wasn't about why he was like, I want it to be digital minimalism, because it's not about removing the digital world from your life or separating mm-hmm. yourself, because just like you said, it's always going to be here. Like, we're never yeah. going to be able to get rid of it. Or, I mean, I guess you could make a life without it, but it's like, you'll just be so isolated and alone in that. So it's like, just how do you develop a healthy mindset and a healthy relationship with it is kind of what that's like where he was coming from, which was super cool to kind of, it wasn't just these people bashing, like, if you're on Instagram, then you're awful and you're doing that wrong and you're doing this wrong. It's like, well, no, this is how you can develop a healthy relationship with it, which is super encouraging.
Yeah.
But he was basically, one of the quotes that he said in his book was that humans are not wired to be constantly wired. And that was something that I don't think about my brain working and being wired when I'm like on my phone or right. watching TV. But when he really like breaks down what our brains are going through when we're interacting with technology, it was kind of mind blowing. Just like, wow, that I'm overworking my brain and my mind so much. And it's so subconscious, like you don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. But then it's like when he breaks it down on how anxiety levels have gotten like so much higher every year. It's like it progressively gets worse and worse and worse than in the past. And suicide rates have gone up, and it's like all these things are just so much pressure, and our brains are just so wired constantly that like people are like legitimately like shutting down, you know? That's ultimately like what's happening. And so it's really, so anyways, kind of what he was on the, what he talks about in his book is like, is what you're doing with social media, is it adding value and serving what you value, or is it just something that you're using to fill in like space, or if you have like a free time, or if you're, you just got home and you're waiting for dinner to be ready or whatever. It's like just that, that void that's in the middle of, oh, I'm just going to get on social media, or I'm just going to, what's like, well, is this serving what you value, or is this just kind of filling in that void? And that's something that I really tried working on, like not getting on it. I would find myself getting on social media a lot more when I was bored. And I kind of would check, I've been checking myself recently, like, I don't really want to get on it when I'm bored. So when I'm taking my dog out, I try to leave my phone at home. Or if I'm in the store, I try not to get on my phone. Or at night when, like, Joe comes home from work, in the evenings, like, after dinner, I try not to be on my phone. Just kind of finding those, in those times of I might be slow, or there might not be something exciting happening when I'm watching my dog poop or when I'm taking him pee. It's like, that's not really an exciting time. And I could be filling my mind with something, but it's like almost giving my brain time to shut down and recalibrate has been, and it's crazy how doing those small, making those small adjustments really do matter. And I guess like it's definitely helped my mind and like where I'm at in the day or in the week. It's kind of slowed time down, which is nice in a world where you feel like you don't have a lot of time, or you feel like time is the one thing that you wish you had more of. It's like taking those breaks from it kind of slows times down. And
I mean, I feel like majority of people are so bad at the mindless scrolling of like, oh, I'm at a stoplight, let me check. Oh, I'm in line at the grocery store, let me check. Oh, I'm like, and it's almost, and I'm like, I'm not saying I'm good at this at all, but this past week, I was like, why? I just checked it like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like your brain, it's the, what's that hormone that gets released? The, is it like the happy hormone? What is it?
Yes.
When you get validated. Yeah, when the.
Shoot. It's going to drive me nuts.
I know. Sorry, guys. I'll figure it out. Keep talking. That one. Okay. The hormones that is released on it, it gives you that, like, that high. But I was like, I know for a fact that nothing is going to be there. Like, I just checked it. Jax, do you understand that too?
I'm so sorry.
He's like whining in the background.
Shut up. Endorphins.
Excuse me.
Was it endorphins?
That is the happy hormone, but I didn't know that was the same one released when you exercised. Because when you exercise, you get the happy hormone, which is the endorphins.
Serotonin?
No, that's not it.
Dopamine? Dopamine, maybe? Question mark?
That sounds... I feel like that one.
Hormones of happiness. Oxytocin, endorphin, dopamine, and serotonin.
I think social media is the dopamine one.
Okay.
Because you get a hit of, like, that high.
Yes. And like that validation. That?
This is the health podcast and we're like guessing on everything.
They'll learn with us.
Yeah, sorry guys. Stay tuned. But I started doing this thing of like before, as I'm reaching for my phone, just asking myself, why are you checking? Do you really need to check it? And if I don't, which is 9 times out of 10, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'm good. And then I just put it away. And like the other day, I was like, I love journaling and I need it in my life. And instead of being on my phone for like 30 minutes, I was like, I'm just gonna like put it away. I'm just gonna sit down. I'm gonna journal. And it impacted my day so much. And I think a lot of these habits and these like, we just need to relearn how to be off of our phones less. And we need to reset the habit. Just like you can go work out and expect to like be stoked about working out for the first time ever. It takes a couple weeks to actually be excited to go to the gym, excited to hit new goals and, you know, be active. And it takes time to retrain your body. Just like with everything. And I think as long as you go into it knowing that at first it's going to be so weird and difficult to not reach for your phone.
Yeah.
But the end goal of being on it less, not worrying about how many likes you're getting or what that YouTube video is or all those things, that was like really helpful. And I have like obviously with the new Apple update, it has like those social media reminders and timers on it. Regrettably, I'm not too great at that. I'll do the remind me in 15 minutes if I'm on it.
Yes.
But on most days, especially during the work week, once I get home, I'm just like off my phone at 8 or 9, depending. Because at that point, I'm like, I don't need to be on it. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm like home with my husband. I want to rest and give my mind a break because it's so stimulated all day that your brain also needs a rest and... I don't know, just kind of like asking yourself questions of like, why are you doing this? Do you really need to get on it? And when you're kind of faced with that, you're like, oh, you know what? I really don't.
Yeah.
So that's been helpful lately as well.
That's really good. Okay, so oxytocin is the bonding and trust hormone. And basically it's the most powerful of the three. And they're basically saying how when we rely on social media and relationships via like our phones and technology, and we aren't in real relationship with people, that hormone isn't being released as much as it used to be, and that's where it can get hard. Like, we won't get, even though if I'm commenting on a picture of you and like, oh my gosh, sister, like I love that dress, but if I'm not like face to face or in relationship with you or actually having a conversation with you, then in my mind I think that I'm releasing that hormone, but that in reality that hormone's never being released. And so then that's where it can get unhealthy.
That's crazy.
So, yes.
It wasn't exactly what we were talking about.
Don't at me, y'all, okay?
It wasn't exactly, but there is a hormone that's released when you do get notifications and you get validation online.
I think that's the endorphins one.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know, y'all. It could be. Sorry.
Maybe this was not a planned topic.
We'll talk about it in the next episode. We'll like.
But guys, you know what? Here at Basically Organic, that's where it's there. We are not professionals.
Basically, this is true.
We read all the books. We follow all the accounts. We do all the research. But sometimes we just don't have the answers, the exact answers.
And that's okay, you know.
Please love us through this. And please do not pause this podcast. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, don't skip us, please.
Yeah, I'm really, really sorry.
Hello.
Yeah.
Another thing is how important alone time is and how it's important for happiness and productivity. And solitude, like, it does something to our brains. And whether it's, like, if we're on a walk or journaling or basically trying to find time either once a week if you're just starting out or every day where you're not having any music, no phone, no podcast, no records, no TV, like no outer influence, good or, and most of it is good. Like I love music, but it's an external influence. Basically, removing all of those and whatever it is that you can like fill that time with, whether you want to like paint or go on a walk or write or just finding that solitude and finding something that you can do, whether it's like picking up a new hobby or doing something you're passionate about or going on a run without music, like just doing something in solitude is so good for your brain. And in a world where we think that if we are not connected for an hour, like the world is gonna fall apart or we're gonna miss something super intense, like if we're not connected all the time. Like we're just not, our bodies are not built to be that reliant on other people. And then it's like we're not getting to know ourselves either. Like there's so much depth to us as human beings, and I feel like we've just kind of been coasting on this surface level of not really
Totally.
knowing ourselves, not really knowing like the depths of who we are. And like, well, I'm in my 20s, so I know myself. It's like, well, no, you don't. Like, we're constantly changing and evolving, and you're gonna be not like you're a ton of people, but it's like every year you learn and grow. I'm not who I was 16 years ago, so I don't wanna be, when I'm 30, I don't wanna be the same as where I was at now. So that takes some type of like soul searching and being alone with yourself and getting to know yourself. I feel like a lot of times in our 20s, we just kind of like stop doing that. And I don't think that that's what we're created for. Like, I feel like there's so much more depth we can learn.
Well, yeah, and I think that goes even deeper into like, so I'm type 9 on the Enneagram. I don't like dealing with shit that's inside of me that I'm like going through. And I will catch myself watching movies, being on my phone, listening to music, editing videos, like doing everything I can to not be in silence, even though I am through and through an introvert. And that was something that I learned about myself that was kind of crazy of like, when you're doing those mindless things, you think you're at peace, but really
And
it's
like
the
having alone
opposite.
time.
Yeah. When I read that about myself on the Enneagram stuff, I was like, "Oh my gosh. It's this false sense of peace. It's this false sense of being alone, taking a breather, getting off break, resting, like I'm sorry, getting off work, taking a break, resting, like you think it is, but in the like in the true sense in the back of your mind, there's a million things going on that you are just, especially for me, I'm just like pushing, 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 get back, get back, get back. And it's still there. I'm just like not dealing with it. And to get back into the habit of like forcing yourself to be alone and sitting with your thoughts, sitting with like these things that are going on inside of you. And then at that point, getting true peace, the difference in that is so wild. And I do think that that's why there is a lot of pain on social media because instead of dealing with those thoughts and like getting quiet, we're on our phones. And then we're seeing things that we're not able to mentally handle because we're hurting. And then it goes into the spiral of comparison. I'm not good enough. I'm ugly. I don't have this. I don't live this lavish lifestyle. And that is going to come. And obviously, if you follow people that you're seeing on your feed that are causing those feelings, unfollow them. And if you
Yes,
can't, and it's gonna
so
make it
important.
awkward, Instagram made the mute button, and it's the most beautiful feature on the
Yes.
entire app. Mute that crap out of your life. And there were times when I was going, and I feel like we talked about this in the body image one, when I was going through a really terrible time, I was like depressed looking through Instagram. I was like, I don't look like these girls, I'm ugly. And it dawned on me, I was like, hey, Jess, you idiot. How about you unfollow those freaking accounts? And it's like, oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I think just, like, kind of cutting the bull crap and being like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, let's get real. Let's get mentally healthy. And at the end of the day, that, like, especially this week, and, I mean, I've been having phone calls with you, Danielle, so you know. Yes. It was a rough week.
Yeah.
And it was very, I was, like, so anxious and feeling so terrible about myself. I had a skin rash. I was just feeling, like, so disgusting. And it kind of took, like, and this doesn't really go into social media, but in a sense it does, because it's like, I posted that I had all that, and then I was dealing with fraud mm-hmm. and a skin rash on the same day. Why does that happen? And it was kind of like, Instagram is just, like, not, you're not seeing everyone's real life. And so even if you want to start posting more real things, do it, because that's what everyone wants and needs.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, realizing how important mental health is when you're not at peace mentally and you're constantly mm-hmm. anxious and you're constantly worried and you're constantly in fear. It was just a huge wake-up call of, like, Jess, like, you have to figure this out, because you could go to the gym all week and you still feel like crap.
Right.
And I feel like that is the importance that we need to stress, because a lot of it does stem from social media. Mm-hmm. Is like, put your health first, not your body health, your mind health.
Yeah.
And from that, like, if that source of you isn't good, the rest of you doesn't matter anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, really, like, good. A wake-up call we all need.
Mm-hmm.
We all. Everyone. Yes. No one is excluded.
Yeah, no. That's so good. And I think it's a good reminder of just keeping social media specifically as a tool in our lives and not a necessity. And even another quote from the book I read, he basically was saying, kind of like how you were saying, the likes release that whatever in our brain.
That one hormone that we can't seem to get a definite answer on, yeah.
It's almost, he said, having these smartphones in our pocket is like having a slot machine in our pocket. Basically, like, that high, right? That high that you can get, the hormone that's released when you are swiping on social media or you are in a casino, like, pressing those slot machines. Like, it's the same thing. And we are addicted to our phones the same way.
That is crazy that you just said that. Finish your thought.
Well, no. So that's, like, the same, when you view that addiction the same way as, like, you would view being, like, addicted to anything else in life, that's where we're at with social media and our phones. And that's how the people that created Steve Jobs, when he created Apple phones, he just wanted it to be able to, for you to be able to make phone calls and listen to music in the same device. And basically, marketing gurus and people that had all these other jobs, they were like, well, why can't we just put all of these things in this one phone?
Mm-hmm.
And it basically just became like this money hole of just like, well, we want to keep people on their phones as much as possible, because the longer you're on your phone, the more likely it is you're going to be spending money on this app, or this ad pops up, or you're on this game and it says, oh, you have to pay $2 to play more or to, like, get to the next level. Mm. If they can keep you on your phone, then they will make money from you. And so it's basically just like, they don't care about us. We're just like guinea pigs, and we are making them richer. We're making their company successful. And so it's like,
it's crazy, because we're the first generation to have smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
Which is wild.
Slot machine in the pocket.
So I'm not proud to tell the story, but I'm going to tell it just to show how imperfect I am on this one.
Uh-huh.
This morning, so last night, I was exhausted. We were, like, in the sun all afternoon, so I was completely wiped. And it was like kind of being asleep that you like instantly are in bed, you fall asleep, forget to do everything of your nighttime routine, your body just shuts down. So my phone was on my dresser. I didn't even have it charging over the night because I literally crashed when we got home. Mm-hmm. And I woke up this morning to a car crash, which was crazy. There was a car crash that happened. Yeah. So I heard it. And it startled me awake. And then you're kind of like in this, like, you know, like the morning haze of like, where am I? I didn't brush my teeth last night. Why am I still in my shirt? Like, it was crazy. Like, I literally crashed.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was just like, I was like so confused. And then I looked for my phone and it was not on my nightstand. I was like, where is it? And I was checking everything like a psychopath, like an addicted maniac. I was like checking like under my pillows, like, did I fall asleep with it? Where is it? I need my phone.
No.
I need my phone. It was so bad. And I was like, Jessica, your husband is asleep next to you. Like, can you calm down? But I was like an animal. And I was like, I got up and I was like, where is it? I need it. I need it. And then I saw it on my dresser and it was like, oh. And I was ashamed of myself.
No.
I was like, Jessica, your phone? You're going to freak out over not having your phone the immediate second you wake up? That was not cute. So definitely that, like, going into this week, that's one of my goals, is to like care less about it in general. Like, have more moments of like, oh, wait, where's my phone? Instead of knowing exactly where it is at all times.
Yeah.
So that's my goal. And the slot machine addiction is so terrifying and completely true because I was an addicted maniac this morning. So
it's
embarrassing.
It's crazy how, like, I think in this season, that obviously I've been through a lot of different seasons with phones and technology, but it's been more so either getting on social media out of boredom or trying to escape an argument or frustration, emotional feelings that I don't want to. And I know it about, like, and I've done this a lot, like, if Joe and I are having an argument and I don't want to think about it or process through my emotions or where I'm at and like where what I'm feeling in that situation, I'll just like get on my phone and just start scrolling to like numb those feelings.
Totally.
And I do that so much more than probably like that, and just out of boredom, I've caught myself like not wanting to just feel certain emotions, and it's like I'd rather just get in someone else's world instead of be wholly in mine and like be focused and attentive to what I'm going through in my life. And so really just like checking myself in that and saying, okay, I need to sit in these feelings, whether it's feelings of anger or sadness or happiness or whatever, like just giving myself time and space to sit in those and like really process through it in the moment and like work through it. And if it makes me cry or like just letting it happen, you know?
That's so good.
So, yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Sitting, like dealing, like facing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And not using social media to mask anything.
Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, that was episode number 6.
It's crazy you can talk about. It's crazy you can talk that much about it. Like, that's how much of an impact it is on our lives.
Mm-hmm. That's so wild. Which is crazy because I feel like when I'm older and, I don't know, dying, I'm like not going to care about any of this. You know what I mean? Like, it's so important in our lives, but then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, but that's
I don't know
it.
If I'm
like,
gonna care about it
day,
when I'm older.
Yeah, so you shouldn't care about it now. Like, at the end of the day, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we love Instagram. We love social media. We love our phones. Yeah. Like, honestly, I love Instagram.
Yes.
I'm not going to take it away from my life because it does make me happy. I get inspired off of it. I get ideas off of it. Mm-hmm. I find out cool things. Like, there are so many positive things from it. And it's learning how to magnify those positive things and minimizing the negative ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope this episode was helpful for you guys in that. And that you can take away some tips from that.
Yeah.
So
we're here for y'all. We're writing it with you.
Yes. Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for Kelby just walked in.
Shut up to him. That was amazing. Oh my gosh. I've been mouthing shut up to my dog the past 25 minutes.
I don't think that worked on dogs.
He's so annoying. I know. Like, dude, give me some respect. He, like, knows when I'm trying to record with you. He does it to piss me off.
That's so funny.
I'm convinced.
He's like, whatever.
Those are attack. My yeah. Let's just get her mad.
It's so funny. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys next episode.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.